everyone. It's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here at Hungry Land with Jamie and Mikey. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hola.
Are you ready to chew the right thing?
I can't wait. Sometimes we chew the wrong thing on this podcast.
A lot of times.
No. Maybe not. We do. You know how many zeros? We should count up. Regina, how many zeros?
I think so few.
All right. Well, that's only because I'm being generous.
Yeah.
There's probably ones and twos that should have been zeros.
No, I feel like we're very often five and above.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Are we jinxing ourselves?
No. This is going to be an amazing. Well, you know how I know it's going to be amazing?
How?
Because it's an Aldi haul.
Exactly.
Yay.
And don't say it,
I'm not
going to
say it.
Don't say
Jamie said it before the podcast, so we got out of the way.
Yes. So it's an Aldi haul. It's a May 25 edition. You know, I have a new Aldi right near my house, and I don't go there often enough.
Really?
No, and it's on Instacart now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, which Aldi do you have?
The one that's near your house.
Oh, by your house. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yes.
I thought there was a new one.
We live very close to each other.
Yeah, but I thought maybe there was another one like...
You guys can carpool and share the 25-cent cart.
That would be amazing. I always like give my card away and people are like, nice. Are you sure I can have the extra 25 cents?
You know what I wish they had? And Aldi, if you're listening, please do this.
What?
I don't need a full basket sometimes. I just need a hand cart. You know, those hand, like Target has them or supermarkets have like just the hand one.
Yeah.
Just have a hand one instead of having to get like a full.
Can I ask like a dumb question? Can't you like bring in your own shopping bag?
Yeah.
And then fill it?
Yeah, of course.
So that would work. That's the, like Aldi's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You got to remember the quarter. You have to remember that you have to bag it yourself. You have to seek out things that may or may not be good, but that's where we come in.
And you have to pay for it on your own.
Oh, yeah. Then it's not free.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I am eager to jump in. But before we do, what you got?
So before I do my breaking shoes, I believe, Jamie, you might have something.
I do.
Okay.
Do people know about one-click picks, Lisa?
I don't know. I just assume they do, but let's tell them.
Let's tell them. So if you guys don't know, Lisa has launched a separate brand. It's called One-Click Picks. It's based on her love for online shopping and finding the absolute best deals and hacks and finds. It's amazing. And she's sharing it all with you at One Click Picks. If you go to myoneclickpicks.com, you can sign up for the emails. And why is this super relevant and breaking news right now? Because this is an email. It comes out once or twice a month. And the next one is coming out in just a few days. If you are listening to this in late May, 2025.
Yes.
Yes.
And it is full of finds under $5 and this like breaking news about the best new shopping hack on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. No, and I am such a shopaholic. I would say, and by the way, most of these finds are on Amazon. And if you're anything like me and you're an Amazon junkie, you're going to need to be part of One-Click Picks because every single day, I would say there's at least like five Amazon boxes in front of my house with really, really, really good stuff inside those boxes. And I just can't wait to share. It's almost like how when I started Hungry Girl, I was like a food gossip and it's the same. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a stuff gossip.
Yeah.
Stuff gossip. That on your LinkedIn bio.
If you can't remember the URL, I will put it up on our Foodcast page.
Hungrygirl.com/foodcast.
Yep. Okay.
All right. In other news, this is something very interesting. Utz, you know, the potato chip brand.
Yeah. Utz, terrible name.
Which I thought was only an East Coast thing, but they're out here on the West Coast now. Hmm. They have a new flavor. It's very strange. It's lemonade.
What?
Lemonade potato chips. And
that sounds really kind of gross.
Yeah. And what's interesting, I was like, oh, we'll try it. You know, it's probably not healthy or anything. And not that it might. It's potato chips, so it's not necessarily healthy. That's probably the worst choice of words, but it's not that bad for you. For 20 chips, you get 100, or 20 chips is 150 calories, 9 grams of fat, only 2 grams of sugar because it's made with sugar and erythritol. So it's like not overloading the sugar, the sweetness of that.
Okay.
And we have it here to try.
Oh, good. But I was going to say that all sounds fine other than the fact that it's lemonade flavor.
But
you know, I almost feel, okay, maybe this is a psychological thing. I think for chips, it shouldn't feel like it's a sweet thing. Like it would have been better if it was just like lemon pepper or lemon garlic.
I think it's a little bit of a PR thing. Oh, okay. So they've partnered with Alex's Lemonade Stand, which I believe is a charitable.
It totally is. It's that little girl.
That's really good. No? I like it.
I like to support Alex. Mm-hmm. I did not realize it. It's the foundation for childhood cancer. So everybody should go buy these chips. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it tastes like summer. Love them. It tastes like you ate some potato chips and then took a swig of lemonade.
Yeah.
The more you try eat more of them. You start getting that full lemonade taste.
Mm-hmm. It does taste lemon. It's better than I thought.
Yeah.
And I love Alex's lemonade stand, so mm-hmm. that's good.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Well, I found this at Walmart, but I think you can get them also online at other retailers. I'm not exactly sure which one, but that's breaking and they're limited, so you got to get them soon before they go away.
Yeah, now.
And I like them.
Mikey likes it.
That's all I got for now.
All right, so we're going to jump right in. We are starting with a hot off the whatever you cooked it on dish.
Electric indoor grill.
Hot off the EIG, short for the Electric Indoor Grill. Sounds like a band. It is the Fremont Fish Market Shrimp Tapas Shrimp Skewers in Chipotle Sea Salt. That sounds great. I love shrimp. I like that these are called tapas.
Oh, wait, let me give you the skewer back because I don't think we're all going to get our own skewer.
Yeah, we are.
We could.
We can get our own. Let's get our own skewer. I'm hungry.
I'm not a big shrimp fan.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. I am.
I need a plate.
I'm not that big, but I am a shrimp fan.
Oh, Jamie's going right off the
me too.
Skewer.
Okay. Like, these are crazy salty. Like, why are they so salt? They're spicy and
spicy.
Salty. But, like,
well,
I don't hate them. I just wish they were like, there's just way too much salt.
Yeah. I mean, it is Chipotle sea salt, so it kind of...
Can we rinse them? Like, sure I would eat these if I could rinse them, you know what I mean?
To me, it's the spice that's hitting me. Yeah. But I actually love it, and I think that I would eat these. I would too.
Maybe I'm reacting because I just had the lemonade chips.
Maybe.
But I do. I like them.
I like the convenience, too, because these are fully cooked. They come frozen, so it's a good, like...
I'm eating another shrimp.
It's a good, like, protein option you can have available forever. I think this falls into the category of why eat a protein bar when you could have a shrimp skewer.
Absolutely. Or you could have two.
Yes.
Because one skewer is, what, 80 calories? That's, like, nothing.
Yeah, but your sodium content would exceed 3 days worth if you had two of them.
OMG. Look at the sodium. It doesn't need that much sodium. I would rinse these.
I think that's a good plan. So 3 ounces, I think it would retain the flavor. 3 ounces has 80 calories, 2.5 grams of fat, 860 milligrams of sodium. It's one Weight Watcher point. You could eat the entire container for 210 calories.
And doesn't...
if you want your heart to explode.
Isn't shrimp naturally high in sodium?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. And cholesterol.
Yeah. Another cool thing, the box gives you directions on how to grill it or bake it. You can do that from frozen or thawed. Thawed.
So I thawed it and then electric grill.
Okay.
So you don't need an EIG for this item?
No, it was an EIG. Yeah, you don't need an EIG, but no. I did because I didn't want to, you know, go outside and open the grill and all that stuff.
It's an Aldi exclusive. It's Fremont Fish Market's Shrimp Tapas, Shrimp Skewers, Chipotle Sea Salt. I'd be interested if they have other flavors. Maybe we would like those even more.
I would be interested as well. Next up, we have another Aldi exclusive, it sounds like, because it's Park Street Deli. Park Street Deli sirloin steak tips with Rojo sauce.
I feel like we're having a barbecue.
We sure seem like we are. This sounds great.
Whoa.
Mike. Sorry,
I love
Jamie.
Steak
trying
tips.
To kill me? That's like...
You want me to give you your plate? I'll just...
That's like a baseball-sized piece of beef.
Yeah, yeah. Just Jamie got a way better... I got like the dog scrap. That's a better one.
Do you want more?
Okay, no, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Big pieces
this
of meat.
I know who your wife
so
is.
So good.
It does look good. What is Rojo sauce?
Hot. Temperature hot.
Blow on it. Mm. What is Rojo?
It's a red taco sauce.
Mm. Ooh.
Wow, that's some tender meat.
That is good.
Whoa. Now these are perfection.
Wow.
You know, I would love to reassemble my skewer and make a little surf and turf.
Oh, yeah.
Shrimp steak.
This
is also shockingly lean. Mm-hmm. Shockingly lean.
Mm-hmm.
That is so good. So, by the way, it's tender beef strips. The red taco sauce is made with smoked chipotle chilies, roasted poblanos, and fire roasted tomatoes. This is not overly spicy at all. The shrimp were way spicier.
No, not at all.
It's so flavorful.
It's perfect. Like, this is perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And we got good juice out of our... electric heater thing.
How many times do we say electric grill in this episode?
No, wait, this was just...
No. I'm saying the heater that keeps the food warm. Uh-huh. The food warmer.
My bingo prize.
Yeah.
So you get 5 ounces of this, which is like a nice meal size portion for 140 calories, 4 grams of fat.
I want more of it.
3 Weight Watcher points. This is heat and serve. It reheats in 5 minutes, minimally processed, no artificial ingredients. We love it.
We do. And it's funny. It tastes like something else. I think we had another item with Rojo sauce at some point, and I remember it. It's bringing back Rojo memories. Very strong ones. Anyway, I will be buying that. Next up, we have another Park Street Deli item. It's a limited edition fried pickle and ranch dip. That sounds fun.
Are we going to dip the lemonade chips in it?
Oh,
maybe you are. I don't know if I am.
If it didn't have the erythritol, I probably... No, I'll still do it. I'll do it. All right, everybody take a carrot.
I'll do a carrot. Thank you.
Those are some...
They're cute.
These Trader Joe's nice this carrots. Morning, I got them.
I always forget I like baby carrots. Yeah. Like that. Like I never think to buy them.
I'm going to spoon some of this onto my plate.
Oh, this looks good.
Actually, this would probably be really good with the shrimp. Too.
We totally have a recipe for this, by the way.
Yeah, we totally do. You're right.
And I think we had another brand that had a fried pickle dip.
I think so, too. Was it like a Target thing, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, so that would good. Be good to tone down the shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know where I would use this?
In your kitchen?
In my tuna. How good would that be in tuna?
You genius.
Mm. Oh, you.
It's like a sour cream. I like the combination of, I feel like it's primarily a sour cream base. I'm sure there's some cream cheese in there, but I love the tang of the sour cream.
It is so good.
Yeah, that's really good.
This is incredible. I mean, it's a good sandwich spread. Mm-hmm. Our turkey sandwich, a burger, anything.
I feel like even a tablespoon of that, which was 25 calories worth, would go so far on chicken.
Absolutely. Why, oh, why is this called limited edition? We need to start. We need to like petition.
Yeah. Hopefully it's just started its limited run and we're not at the tail end of it. They never tell us that.
Same summary, though.
This is a Southern style dip. It is 2 tablespoons, 50 calories, 4 grams of fat, 2 Weight Watcher points. Again, it's an Aldi exclusive. It's Park Street Deli limited edition fried pickle and ranch dip. It's in the fridge section. This is like a tub of dip.
Tub.
Jamie, can I have the rest of your meat
there? Yeah.
Next up, we have Simply Nature Knock Your Sprouts Off Sprouted 7-Grain Bread. This seems like another Aldi exclusive. Never heard of Simply Nature. Oh, no, we do. We know Simply Nature. I think I just never heard of Knock Your Sprouts Off.
Lisa, what do you call this? Is like a regional thing. The end piece of a loaf of bread.
The end piece?
Yeah, like the rounded piece of a loaf of bread.
I just call it the end.
Oh, what do you call it? The heel.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called the end
piece. There's other words for it, too. Like some people are like, what are you talking about? It's called the blah, blah, blah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. No.
I didn't know it had a name.
I love it. It's my favorite part when we get local bread from a bakery, and that's always my piece. Oh,
give me more of that bread.
Oh, he's
good. How many calories is this? Oh, 70 a slice. Okay.
But I think it's like, what was that sprouted bread? Ezekiel,
but it's not.
It's
like,
not.
It's like bread.
Here's the thing. This has 2 grams of fiber. So this is not... I could be wrong, but to me, oh, hi. Sorry, Lisa's looking at me through a hole in her bread. This is not like super grainy bread.
No. That's why I feel like maybe they knocked the sprouts out of the recipe. Like, is it really there?
It's the first thing, sprouted whole wheat.
Sprouted whole wheat? Know.
Sprouted grain.
I guess it's good.
Which is oats, rye, barley, quinoa, amaranth, and millet. So we have something there. I think they did a great job then of... making us think that it's real, you know. Not
It tastes like a very floury bread. I mean, it probably is healthier.
It's egg and dairy free. It's sweetened with honey, but only 1 gram of sugar, and it has 13 grams of whole grains.
Okay,
so it's healthier. Yeah. We'll give them that.
That's nice.
It's okay. I mean, I think it's what you'd expect, and it is not overly grainy. If that
right,
is a
if
turn
that bothers
off to
you.
70 calories, no fat, 3 grams of protein, 1 Weight Watcher point. Not bad. Whole grain, no artificial ingredients. Aldi exclusive. It's Simply Nature. Knock your sprouts off. Sprouted 7-grain bread.
I walked past this next item, Lisa. I'm not going to give it away. And I was like, oh, yeah, I got to get this. Lisa's going to love it. Okay. I hope it's
well,
the case.
I like the name of it.
That's why I thought.
Friendly Farms Moo Tubes low-fat yogurt in cotton candy and melon berry.
That's what gets me.
I have to think that this is not targeting adults somehow.
Oh, wow, they really are in tubes. Kids.
Yeah. No, this is like an old school.
That's melonberry.
What did they call them?
Go-gurt?
Go-gurt.
Yeah, like on the go.
Yes, but the flavors are what I think makes this really interesting.
Right, so wait, why don't we have these on spoons?
Yeah, we got some spoons here.
Oh.
So this is, I'm going to try the melonberry and then pass it over.
You know the cool thing? So you put these in your freezer the night before, and then that way if you want to like bring them along somewhere, they'll thaw in time.
Okay, this is the cotton candy.
Melon berry.
I also feel like these are good frozen.
Yeah, I bet they're great frozen. You know, Very kid friendly.
Mm. Well, it is Friendly Farms.
I did like that melon berry. I mean, the cotton berry. Cotton belly.
Cotton candy. The cotton candy is really good. The melon berry is very fake tasting. Yeah. But these are fun. I would like the cotton candy frozen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's a good idea. Mm. Wow.
Actually, Jamie just said it, but mm-hmm. I would have thought of it.
And the box just said it. So. Oh, okay. None of us are original.
We're all not taking credit for this idea, but I like it.
It's cool. Mm-hmm. One tube has 50 calories, half a gram of fat, 2 grams of protein, 8 grams of sugar, 2 Weight Watcher points. Again, this is an Aldi exclusive, Friendly Farms Moo Tubes low-fat yogurt.
And it has a per container. Does that mean that's this whole
pouch? I hate that. Nobody's eating
this whole thing. Yeah. It's only 440 calories, though.
Have a fun night. It's just like, all right. I taste the sugar. Look, I get it. I think there's a time and place. Mm-hmm. And it's good for kids. Okay, next we have Summit Pops.
So this is a poppy knockoff.
Oh, so it's cherry, lime, strawberry, lemon, naturally flavored. So it is, you're saying it's a beverage, it's fizzy, and it has probiotics.
Exactly. Look at it. It looks just like poppy.
And these are, so I get poppy. I buy the big case at Costco, and these are the same flavors. They have a cherry lime, and they have a strawberry lemon. And there was another one that I believe was like a lemon lime. I know you don't like lemon lime, so I did not get that one.
Because it even uses the same logo. This is like when they have, you know how
I mean, could
Aldi.
It be the same?
It might be the same co-packer. It could be. So when I go to Aldi, you know, like it'll be like, you'll go in there and I want to think of a funny example, but you'll see like a box that looks exactly like something else. Like it'll be like Fiber Fun instead of Fiber One.
So these weren't.
That's what this is.
Yeah. And these weren't in a box. They were just free. Like you just could grab a can, you know, one can at a time. So I don't know if it, I mean, obviously it looks like poppy on the outside, but I wonder if it's in the same type of box. Like the original box looks like a poppy box too.
I don't know. Everything, I mean, but they do that all the time there.
Yeah.
Like there's like fake this and fake that.
Yeah.
But let's try it. You're a poppy fiend.
Every day.
Should we do it at the same time?
Let's
okay,
do
wait.
It.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, if we wait, we'll
I'm
be here
like,
forever.
Oh boy.
All right, what are we starting with?
Let's do the cherry lime first.
So are you familiar with the cherry lime poppy?
Oh, Jamie got it for you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, so cherry lime is my favorite poppy, actually. They have my two favorites are cherry lime and then their watermelon.
Hmm. I'm not a poppy drinker, so I'm going to let you weigh in. To me, it tastes very fake sweet.
Which is interesting because it does have sugar.
Well, what
it's
am
a
I?
Little bit different than poppy. Poppy doesn't like, so I like stevia, so it's hard for me to like be a judge of this, but poppy has a more of a stevia.
What's in this one?
So taste. Sugar comes first, stevia is last. Personally, I just don't see the need for sugar in these types of drinks, but I think I know some people like it as a lower sugar option to a full sugar version.
I'm definitely not a fan of that.
The poppy. So now that I get a little bit more of the taste, like poppy, I can taste the cherry lime more than I did in this.
Mm-hmm.
But let's try the strawberry lemonade.
Strawberry lemonade to me is a little better.
Yeah. You know what it is? These are more watered down than like.
They are?
Yeah. Poppy has more flavor.
That first one tasted really strong to me. I don't know. I'm not a fan, but I really like Perrier, like plain old sparkling water.
You know, I should have looked to see the price difference. Poppy's a little bit pricey. Mm-hmm. I have the receipt at home because it's probably
$1.65 a can.
Okay. Yeah. So poppy is depending on where you get it is anywhere from $2 to $3 a can.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think there's a need for those. Mm-hmm. Some people would like those.
The 12-ounce can has 25 calories, 5 grams of total sugar, 4 of which are added. 1 Weight Watcher point. These are called Summit Pops.
Hmm. All right. Well, I'm happy to move on, especially since the next item is a pretzel. Savorites Honey Mustard Pretzel Crackers. Oh, I love pretzel crackers.
Mike just threw the like.
I did. I noticed that. Like, who are you?
I'm throwing everything on the ground today.
Oh.
Is this just
Let's get that pickle dip.
Ooh.
But we got to taste it like raw first.
Yeah, we have to. Raw. Raw.
Unadulterated.
Unadulterated. I love pretzel crackers.
Naked.
So pretzel crackers are my thing.
These are bite-sized and oven-baked.
and gorgeous. Ooh,
they smell so good.
I love honey mustard.
Yeah.
I love pretzels.
Do you ever make tuna salad with honey mustard?
Yes, a lot. That's like my go-to.
It's great.
Those are good.
It reminds me of like a pita chip. Like mm-hmm.
They're not as good as the pretzelized ones.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the name?
Yeah.
But they're good.
I'm trying it with the dip.
They're quite salty. Like mm-hmm. sometimes all you get is sweetness from the honey mustard. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this is a good balance.
Yeah. Almost maybe too much.
Yeah. Almost too much salt.
But
you actually lose the honey mustard when you dip it in this pickle dip.
Right. Well, obviously.
Yeah.
But I mean, you lose it completely.
Yeah.
But I like it.
I like it, but I do think it's not overly honey mustardy. It's the salt is really a little bit overpowering it, but still good.
Yeah, they're good. I wanted to like them more.
I feel like if you called it honey mustard and sea salt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not. I'm such a I have high standards for mm-hmm. pretzels.
We know you do.
So, yeah.
You get about 14 of these for 130 calories, 4.5 grams of fat, 4 Weight Watcher points, and it's an Aldi exclusive Savorites honey mustard pretzel crackers.
I do love the name.
Yeah, it's cute.
And that is the end of our savory edition.
I see that. I was about to start introducing the sweet items.
Do we need a palate cleanser?
Yes, but don't have any of that fake poppy soda. I'm going to have some Perrier. Next up, we have Benton's European cookies in Belgian butter. They're Belgian butter almond thins. It's a shelf-stable cookie biscuit. I'm excited to try these. They sound mm-hmm. great. I like anything with the word Belgian butter in it. And they are imported from Belgium, apparently.
I don't know why I can't open this.
Maybe it's like one of those tricks.
It like has these like tears, but like the tears aren't like...
That's why they're inexpensive.
Wait, was that whole first thing empty?
I think it all moved over.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, we got ripped off.
Because Mike glued it together. He ate them.
These are like the flattest biscotti.
They really
are. They're like paper thin biscotti.
So what's the story with them? How many do you get?
Boxes right there.
On the floor?
Ooh.
Are they good?
Mm.
Guess I could try them.
You get...
I love how thin they are.
You get 7 of these.
I'm obsessed with
these. For 140 calories. So what is that, 20 calories each?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Benton's
like, we've pretty much liked everything that they've done.
I'm in love. Looks like a spaghetti box.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Especially with that.
Skinny.
Mmm. These are phenomenal. Don't dip them in the pickle.
No.
I love them.
Almond is such a good dessert flavor.
Yeah.
If done right. Otherwise, if done wrong, it tastes like marzipan.
Yeah, but... I think the only thing almondy about this is the very thin pieces of almond. Mm-hmm. So there's no almond flavor.
Mm.
It tastes like Belgian butter. Mmm. Mm. Yum.
7 of these for 140 calories, 6 grams of fat, 10 grams of sugar, 7 Weight Watcher points. Imported from Belgium. It's Benton's European cookies, Belgian butter, almond thins.
Those are going to be imported to my kitchen very soon. All right, next up, we have another Benton's item. So I have high hopes, and it's another cookie. Benton's Wholesome and Crunchy Cookie Thins in Key Lime. Now, we love these.
Yeah.
We haven't tried this flavor.
We've had lemon and chocolate chip. So this is a new key lime flavor. Oh, wow. That smells so good.
I love the flavor of, I mean, the scent of key lime.
Smell the bag first.
Let me. Oh, it smells a little too limey.
Cleanery.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but maybe I'll try them. I like everything Benton's.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. You don't get like Mr. Clean.
Mm-mm. I like it. Very good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And in terms of the like healthy aspects, there's no corn syrup, no hydrogenated oil, no artificial flavors or preservatives, non-GMO. Oh, this is a great little tip. It says enjoy 6 cookies per serving. Or save the broken pieces and crumbs for a delicious crunchy topper to your yogurt or ice cream.
Oh, so smart.
That's such a great way to make limeade out of limes.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a way to excuse how the cookies mm-hmm. break in the bag. They do that on purpose.
Yeah, 6 cookies, 130 calories, 6 grams of fat, 12 grams of sugar, 8 Weight Watcher points. Benton's Wholesome and Crunchy Cookie Thins in Key Lime flavor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I have to go get the rest of the stuff. So I'm going to give you guys a topic, talk amongst yourselves. The topic is... And I know Jamie's answer. That's why I'm doing this. Because we haven't talked about this since we started this podcast. Best pizza you've ever had. Talk amongst yourselves.
I know yours, Lisa, because it was on Food Network when they used to do these like pop-ups with Food Network hosts, and they would say, oh no, you were on a show,
the show
Best Thing
the
You
Best
Ever
Thing
Ate.
I Ever Ate.
So tell me about yours.
Well, I was on the Best Thing I Ever Ate, and that was Memphis pizza. It was a barbecue. It was like a barbecue pork pizza. It was amazing.
Wasn't it? It was Sam and Pete's, Pete and Sam?
Pete and Sam's.
Didn't they close though?
No.
Oh.
They didn't close. But we have a replica of the sign in my house.
Oh, how cool.
Isn't that fun?
All right. So mine was, and I am not even like a pizza eater. This was the best thing I ate on our recent trip to Europe. It was truffle and burrata pizza.
Unbelievable. In Florence.
Burrata is like the creamy, it's like ricotta times 1,000. It's so creamy and rich. And it just, the dough and the burrata, oh, it's amazing.
It's like a delicious mozzarella that's better than you could ever expect in your wildest dreams.
Pretty much.
David, it's funny, you went to the bathroom, but the waiter, when I was paying, when he came up to me, he's like,
oh, Jamie went to the bathroom conveniently when he's checking.
Of course, I know. And her parents did too. And the waiter came to me and he's like, how was your pizza? You know, he spoke really good English. He's like, how was your pizza? I was like, oh my God, it's the best pizza I ever had. He's like, yeah, you got the right one. That's the pizza to get here. And it was,
wow.
And I think it's because truffle pizza. So we're right in Tuscany, right? So truffles are grown there. So mm-hmm. It's probably the freshest truffle we've ever had, mm-hmm. You know?
Good times.
Amazing. Wait, so we have our first frozen item?
We do.
Okay, it's Pure Aqua Fruit Freezy Pops in tropical flavors.
Is it aqua or agua?
Aqua.
Oh, it is aqua.
Yeah, it's a Q. Pure Aqua. Unless it was written wrong.
No. It's written correctly.
Tropical. Now, does it come? Oh, I would like to try the mango passion fruit. Please.
Wow, Mike, you are having such trouble with packaging.
They put these little stickers on, you can't get it open.
Yeah, I get it.
Should I do
it
from the bottom? No.
Just rip it. Should we all try different flavors?
All right. Sure.
Or are we all going to try?
You want mango?
Mango passion.
There's mango passion.
Thank
these
you.
Are little tubies like Otter Pops.
We don't even need to try the lemon. We know how it's going to taste. So I'll taste
we
the,
do?
The blackberry strawberry. I mean.
No, maybe wait, hold on. I'm having trouble opening this.
Wait,
ironically.
Should we get some scissors? Oh, no, there's a little tab.
Yeah, see I it? Pulled it. I'm okay. Going to actually break it so you can try this too.
Okay.
I love that these are no
know.
Sugar added.
Mm. What are they sweetened with? Is it only 20 calories?
I think it might just be fruit.
Here.
No sugar
That's
added.
That's really delish.
100%. It is 100% fruit juice and puree.
I'm in love.
Oh, wow. Blackberry. Mm.
Oh, that's so good.
What a smart 20-calorie sweet tooth situation.
Mm, look at me. I'm double fisting.
You glutton.
I'm
should
an animal.
We, should we try the lemon?
Yes. These are amazing.
Naturally flavored.
Mm.
What's your favorite flavor? Oh, wait. We got to try the lemon first.
Mm. Mm.
I like them all.
My mouth is frozen.
I know the lemon's going to be my least favorite, but
maybe it'll surprise us.
Maybe.
Lemon. It's already broken off for you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
She's sniffing it. She's licking it. She's chewing it.
That's good.
Oh.
It doesn't, because it tastes real. It doesn't taste fake.
More mm-hmm. like lemonade than lemon.
Uh-huh. Like those potato chips. Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite?
Probably the mango.
I like the blackberry strawberry.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, they're all great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
20 calories. 4 to 5 grams total sugar, but no added sugar.
Yum.
One Weight Watcher point. It's Pure Aqua Fruit Freezy Pops.
This is so good for summer.
Wait. These are shelf stable?
Yeah. You buy them and then you freeze them.
Got it.
They're like Otter Pops.
Yeah. I see.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would eat these all summer long. Like
I would eat them all winter long too. They're really, really great.
I would eat them all throughout autumn.
You know, they're really more of a spring thing to me. Next up, we have another frozen thing. Zero brands, zero added sugar, triple berry with probiotics, cream bars. It doesn't sound like a very appealing name.
Mm-mm.
Zero brands, zero added sugar,
and look
triple
at,
berry with probiotics.
And the box, like it has no name. They couldn't figure out the name of this.
Zero added sugar, zero brands, triple berry with probiotics. That's a weird.
Yeah.
You have to, so strange.
Your eye has to go, okay, here to here to here to here.
I just broke a piece off for me too.
I don't know how I feel about this, but 60 calories. What are they made with?
They're made with real fruit, real milk and cream, probiotics.
Wow.
They're low in net carbs because they're made with allulose.
All right. They're really amazing.
That's amazing.
60 calories a bar. And like, how would we describe the size of this bar? It's like an ice cream bar.
Like a fruit bar. Yep. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Mm, they're really yummy. Wait, what are they sweetened with?
Allulose.
That's good.
You know why it's so creamy? It's got egg yolk.
Really?
Yeah.
And cream, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cream and egg yolk. So it's almost like a gelato. Mm-hmm.
I like them a lot. Only 60 calories?
Yeah, 60 calories, 4 grams of fat, 2 total grams of sugar. You know it, none added. 3 Weight Watcher points. It's limited availability at Aldi. 0 brands, 0 added sugar, triple berry with probiotics cream bars in the freezer.
Do they come in other flavors?
I bet they do.
I only saw that one, and it was in the new section of Aldi.
I really like those.
Flavors, fruit cream bars. Oh, okay. These come in mango cream and strawberry cream.
What? Ooh. I want mango cream.
And there's
right
a variety
now.
Pack, and if you go to the website, it says they are all $0.00. Which what? Probably just means you can't order them online.
Yeah. Is this an Aldi exclusive?
It says select Aldi. They are at Aldi for a limited time.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Well, we have our final item, which looks really exciting. And I know why Mike bought these. Reese's Cookie Dough Poppins. By the way, I just want to say one thing. There's a person on TikTok who I'm in love with because he did this whole thing about, why do people call them Reese's? Reese's Pieces. And there were like 20 million comments where people were like, Reese's forever. And people were fighting. And that's I was funny. Like, I love you. Anyway, these are Reese's Cookie Dough Poppins. So they're peanut butter cookie dough bites.
And
what the?
I actually walked by this 3 times and I finally decided I'm getting it. Because I always get one sweet item that's not like the healthiest thing. But these stats aren't bad.
I mean, they're not good.
I mean, they're tiny.
They're little bitty bites.
That's like the size of an eraser.
A very big eraser. Okay, a giant eraser, pencil.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
They're pretty delicious.
I feel like there's an HD recipe for that.
Mm-hmm. We have cookie dough recipes, like a dip.
Yeah, this is too sweet. And like, how many calories each? Look at me. I pushed it in my finger.
22 calories each. It's not bad.
Yeah, I would say, like for me, oops, I wouldn't even have that for 22 calories. But it's good.
So
it's
you're saying like, I can have the whole bag.
You take
the
bag home.
You knew that was coming.
take that bag home.
It's funny. It's made with real peanut butter. And they're like, you know, safe to eat raw. But then it says, do not bake.
Tell me why you can't bake them.
Maybe there's no egg in it. Like, there's nothing to make it puff up.
It just would melt.
Yeah.
Because Mike was like, no, no, you can't bake it.
And we should try it and see what happens.
Yeah, we should. Don't put it in the pickle dip.
5 pieces, 120 calories, 6 Weight Watcher points, Reese's Cookie Dough Poppins.
Okay.
I like them a lot.
We knew you
I
would.
Know you do. Look at my plate. It's hideous.
You know what time it is.
All right. It's time. Starting off, Fremont Fish Market's Shrimp Tapas Shrimp Skewers.
I'm giving those an 8 because I want to rinse them and eat them all the time. Mm-hmm. But I need to rinse them. They're too spicy and salty.
Well, you know, so it tells you to like spread the sauce out. Like after you cook it, when you flip it, add more sauce. Mm-hmm. So if you don't add the more sauce when you flip it, it's probably better.
Oh, then maybe that would be a 9.
Yeah.
Without all the sauce.
Yeah.
Or with no sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Moving on. Things got meaty. We tried Park Street Deli sirloin steak tips with Rojo sauce.
I'm giving those a 10. Wow. Those were so good.
Yeah.
That's like totally up my alley. Mm-hmm. And the stats are phenomenal.
Right on. Next up, Park Street Deli's limited edition fried pickle and ranch dip.
9.5.
Nice.
Great dip. Might even be better than the last pickle dip we tried.
Wow.
All right. Next up, Simply Nature Knock Your Sprouts Off Sprouted 7 Grain Bread.
For the right person, it's a good item. I don't love it. I'm giving it a 7.5.
Fair. Sure. Very reasonable. Friendly Farms Moo Tubes Low Fat Yogurt. We tried the cotton candy and melon berry.
Those are fun. I think there's, I don't know. I think they're family friendly. I'm going to give those an 8.
Nice.
All right. How'd you feel about Summit Pops? This was the cherry lime and strawberry lemon naturally flavored poppy swap.
I didn't love them, but I know people will like them and there's definitely an audience for them. So I'm giving them a solid 7.
Okay.
All right. Next up, Savor It's Honey Mustard Pretzel Crackers.
Um, I'm giving those a 7.5. They were good, but not amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could have been more honey mustardy.
Oh, I like them more than you guys. All right. How about Benton's European Cookies Belgian Butter Almond Thins?
I'm giving those a 10.
Wow.
I loved those.
I feel like all of those Benton products have gotten 10s, or at least 9s.
A lot of them, yeah.
Well, let's see, because we've got another one. Benton's Wholesome and Crunchy Cookie Thins, Key Lime.
9.
All right.
See?
Love those cookies.
Then we tried Pure Aqua Fruit Freezy Pops.
I love those. 9.5.
Yeah.
Yum. Really great. Good job.
Moving on, we've got Zero Brands, Zero Added Sugar. These were the frozen fruit bars.
I just hate the way they're packaged and named and all of those things, but they're still good. So good. So I'm giving them an 8.5.
Okay. All right. Last on the list, Reese's Cookie Dough Poppins.
I'm going to give them a 7.5.
I won't be offended.
Okay, 7.5. Okay. But they're good. I mean, look, they taste good, but they're just, I don't know. 7.5.
Yeah, I mean, 7 of those, I could do those in one bite. So it's a lot of calories. I thought it would be bigger. My bad.
No, take them home. Enjoy them.
Or was it my brilliance?
It was your brilliance. Totally. Now you get to take them home and eat them.
Exactly.
All day, all night.
Yeah. I'll be wired and then crash.
You're going to have a free night, Jamie. All right. That was a fun episode. Are we giving anything away?
We can. Should we give a book away?
Okay. Or we can give, I'll just give surprises away. Okay. But what do people have to do?
Surprise giveaway.
They should send us some Aldi finds, because it's hard to find Aldi, like stuff that we haven't tried at Aldi. So I have to go, like, I go longer between episodes for Aldi. Mm-hmm. So maybe there's stuff that you guys have that I'm just not seeing. So,
that would be great.
Yeah. So send me some Aldi finds. 805-380-8075.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are we doing next? Do we know?
We're going to do a Walmart haul. I was actually there yesterday to get those lemonade
chips.
And I've already found like half finds for the episode.
Oh, that's exciting.
I would have gotten more, but they were like, refrigerated stuff. And I don't know when we're going to record. So I didn't want to buy something that could have gone bad. But anyways, it's going to be a Walmart haul.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, for those of you interested in finding out and seeing more information about what we talked about today, check out the Foodcast page, hungrygirl.com/foodcast. Also, remember to sign up for One Click Picks so you don't miss any of those great emails, and also follow One Click Picks on social media. We will tell you how to do that on that page, because there's a lot of different ways to find us in different platforms.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Well, thanks for tuning in. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.